Indeed, SCV Mobile and monitoring.
NHWCD, NHWCD, K8YNU. NHWCD, NHWCD, K8YNU.
K8YNU, good evening. This is NHWCD. Well, I remember about 12 years ago, a winter that was just an absolute polar vortex. Just all it did was snow, and it was cold. And I wonder if we're headed that way this winter. I think we are. Hopefully your day went pretty well. How was today at work?
You know, it wasn't bad up until like the last hour and a half, and then it just kind of fell apart. Everybody forgot how to drive, and you know, got busy, and it was just a miserable last hour and a half, but we're over it. We're done. We're moving north, and, you know, we're driving north, and don't have to deal with it until another 12 hours or so.
That's right. You get a respite there for 12 hours there. You head home, and friendly territory there. I'm glad that things went well. Yeah, we kind of had a little brief period of snow here this afternoon. Kind of made the roads a little messy and had to go back out and do a little bit of shoveling again. But, you just got two more days.
Yeah. Tomorrow, 911, and then Sunday I'm doing a little bit of administrative stuff. We're shutting CAD down for a little bit, and then the phones go down for a little bit, so I'm doing some administrative stuff, so that's all right. Maybe that'll hopefully make the day go by quicker.
I think it kind of breaks up the monotony a little bit, something a little different to do. Hopefully the maintenance will go well. You won't run into any snags or anything. And, you'd be able to, if you do sit back down and in a position, at least it'll make that time go a little quicker, but at least it kind of breaks up the day a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not on radio on Sunday either, so it don't matter to me. I'm just I'm on phone, or at least close to you on phone. So that's right. I'm good with that. But how was your day today? Other than having to go out and shovel and deal with the snow again.
We're doing pretty good here. Basically, that's been about the extent of today. There really has been a whole lot. Helping Mom with her paperwork there and getting her plan. She is going to be promoted to Medicare in a couple months. So we're looking at some of the plans and some of the ins and outs of things here. So, but other than that, we're doing pretty good here.
Well, that's good. That'll help you guys out a little bit, help Mom out a little bit with the doctor's appointments and stuff like that. So, good stuff.
Yeah, I agree. It'll help her out there. It's a little bit better off for her with her primary care and her lab work. Those types of things are all covered free. It doesn't have to deal with that kind of stuff. So I'm glad for her in that light. So and just choosing the right plan and what works, what doesn't, those are things, it takes a little time to sort through all the stuff, and we'll get there.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it'll be good. It'll be good stuff for you guys. I'm happy. Did you guys watch the meeting last night?
Oh boy, I forgot about that. I forgot it was available there. I wasn't sure. I don't know if anything was said or mentioned, but I did a boo-boo. I think I forgot.
That's right. Not a big deal. But I just kind of gave the vision here for 2026, and Mike did a quick Yagi antenna. So we had about 24 participants last night, or 24 members last night showed up, and it was good. It was a good meeting. It really was a lot of fun, and a lot of good stuff coming up.
I think that's too why I kind of put it out of my mind, because I knew that Mike was going to coordinate there the antennas, and quite honestly, I was thinking about coming, at least dropping in, but with the weather the way it happened, I wasn't sure whether the MIS building was even going to be open with school, and I saw your announcement there on the app, and I thought, it's probably too bad to go out, but I just kind of put it out of my mind. But I'm glad I saw on the list today, you know, 24, that's a pretty good number there, especially on the, you know, with the, you know, the wintry weather that we've had.
Yeah, it was good. In fact, the roads weren't bad until we got to Clinton. It was good all the way up until I got about Hall Road and Garfield and crossed over to the Clinton, and it was horrible.
NAWCB, yes. It's surprising. Usually Clinton is the road commission there is on top of it there at the Clinton side. Now it kind of surprises me, but I'm glad you guys made it down all right, and happy for the turnout, and I'm sorry how things worked out missing the meeting, but again, I'm glad for the results of last night.
Not a problem at all there, Dan. I totally understand, and I get it. There was a couple of guys that weren't sure whether the meeting was going to go on, and what the weather and stuff like that. So I get it. Not a big deal at all. And, it's one of those commission can type deals, and, especially with that type of weather. I'm glad it went well. And, We had a couple of new guys visit, and it was a lot of fun. It was good there.
Hey, that's great. Happy for visitors. At least people are interested to see what it's all about. Potential new members there, but. That's great. And again, like I say, it's a good hands-on topic, and given the vision for the year and such, I think that was productive and a good way to start 2026.
Yeah, and we may have a meeting with the Baltimore. In regards to the Fish Fly Festival, they may recruit us to help out with some various communications things and possibly some eyes and ears for the group. So we may have our first county community event for us to do. So.
Hey, start the ball rolling there, start getting involved in those. And if that's a good recommendation or if the word gets around, there could be more down the road. I think that is very promising there. To be able to put it into practice, to pick it back up again and roll with it. That'll be interesting. I think that's great.
See, for sure, Matt, and we may have some potential up here in Richmond for the good old days and the various events that are up here. So there's a couple of communities that are interested in us, Matt, and also St. Clair Shores. They may invite us to help out with the parade more, and got a couple of communities here that are interested and excited to have us go and be involved in stuff. So it's gonna be good. It's gonna be fun. I'm excited about it. Good to have that interest.
That's pretty neat, and I know from years past the St. Clair Shores event was a big event that the group was involved in. I remember a couple of the members were really coordinating it, and trying to recruit people to come on down and help with that event. But that's a, you know, that's a good variety there between New Baltimore and Richmond and the Shores. That's something that keeps the group busy.
Yeah, for sure. It's exciting to see. We're looking forward to getting involved in that. And, the cruise, we'll be bringing cruise here in August. So it's going to be a busy year. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. A good busy, in fact. I'm happy in that regard. So, something to put down on the calendar and set aside those times there. I heard last night of the Oakland County Net, Mike, the ADC or the EC there, was saying that in March they're going to start planning for the set as well, and potential working with other counties there. So that's something as well for us to plan for.
Yeah, we are we're looking to do that. We've been talking about that for the last couple of sets, getting involved with St. Clair County and Oakland County, and trying to work something where, we're working with events, we're working the situation with the three counties, and obviously we know that if something happens, we're not going to be nailed to our phones. We got to rely on each other and help each other out. So it's going to be good. I'm excited about it. We've been pushing for this, and to hear that makes me excited. I'm looking forward to this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's gonna be busy, but I think
good busy. NAWCB, yes, the key word is good busy. Absolutely there, and they're definitely gearing up for a couple of scenarios. And like you're saying, with other cooperation and unification there of groups. I think it's a win-win, and even the participation in the first D2 net was, I thought it was great. In fact, both Wayne and Oakland also favorably commented on the first D2 net. It worked out really well.
It did. It did. It was good. It was a good showing, and I think that these guys did a great job in planning it, and I'm glad that we're doing this. So hopefully get a little more on with our group and try to get some more activity. I know Mike's trying to get a repeater crawl going here for our county, so. A lot of good things we're with Brandon here in March. We're going to meet with him coming up and discuss some things here in the county. So it's going to be good. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got corn coming up. And so a lot of cool things going on.
Yes, I agree on that. Definitely mark your calendars there, and excited in that way. I think a repeater crawl would be good for this group. Hopefully, I'm going to try to join in on the Wayne County one tonight, but I'll have to wait and see how things go. But looks like a lot of the frequencies the repeaters are using are ones I want to test. And in fact, I think they're on the P25 radio, so I definitely want to kind of test to see how it's going to work. But again, it's one of those things, if you do, I do, and if I don't, I don't.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely give it a try there, Ed, and see how it goes. You know, it doesn't hurt to try, and I might have a Yagi here for you to borrow. I don't have a connector from the HT to a, I'm drawing a blank here, it's been a long day. But anyways, I don't have a kinetic, like a small connector to a large connector for the Yagi. That's what it takes. And so, I'll let you borrow it, see what you can do with it, and have some fun with it there.
Well, that sounds good. I mean, hey, you know, you can definitely try it out. You know, if you needed it for any field event or, you know, have it available and that kind of thing. But, I'd definitely be interested. I know there were a couple of guys that were talking about the winter field day, and I don't know whether I'll operate outside or not. Maybe for a little while, we'll see. But, that would be cool there with the Yagi. That would be kind of neat.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, Dad, I'm home, so I'm going to step in here real quick and see how everybody's doing, relax, and we gotta head back out. But appreciate the good conversation on the way north, and hopefully you guys stay warm tonight. It's supposed to get cold, and I think we're supposed to get more snow. But if you guys need anything, let us know, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. That was quite a few topics there. Conversation kind of rolled along there. Lots of catching up on things. Definitely enjoyed it very much. Appreciate the ride along. But you guys be careful going back out there. And like I said, if you need anything, let us know. But keep warm and tell everyone we said hello. We'll let you head on in and you guys enjoy your evening. And again, be safe out there tonight. 73s and 80s, you and the family. NAWCB will be clear on your final.
Sounds good, yeah, sounds good. Come on, please, hi. 73s to you and 88s to you, Tom. Stay quiet, and you say.
KFACZV monitoring. KFACZV monitoring.
K-E-8-L-A-X, monitoring. K-E-8-L-A-X, monitoring. This is Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray. I did not catch the call if there was a station out there.
Hey, you just come to you all. I just said, no, you're not.
Oh, there you go, John. Now I gotcha. How, obviously you're getting in with an HT. Where are you at?
In front of my house, walking the dog. I just stepped outside the door. Go on. I heard you throw out your call.
Fair enough. Yeah, you're struggling, but I threw my call out there because I've got a buddy in the car. We're looking at the car right now, and so I threw my call out there. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you coming back. But yeah, you are struggling a little bit. I really wish we could figure that out for you, and hopefully when the Warren comes back up, I'm hoping that maybe it's a little better for you.
Yeah, the home setup, you know, the office setup is definitely pushing me to base station and probably.
Yeah, copy that. You were coming in and out of the repeater, but I caught a good chunk of that. But like I said, again, I appreciate it, and 7-3s, and I will likely see you in the morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing?
K-8-L-A-X, clear QSO.
Testing 1-2, testing 1-2.
Quiet.
November 8 X-ray Zulu testing.
X-ray Zulu, this is KE8LAX. You're getting in there, but you're real quiet.
Thank you. I am currently trying to calibrate my volume, so that's good feedback.
I'll be monitoring for a little bit if you're still working on it. This is KE8LAX.
November 8 X-ray Zulu testing voice level 750.
This is KE8LAX. That's a lot better. My volume's kind of turned up. Let me turn it down a little bit and go again.
You could compare her volume against mine.
This is November 8 X-ray Zulu.
November 8 X-ray Zulu, this is KE8LAX. That is a lot better, and you are very clear.
November 8 X-ray Zulu testing 850.
I definitely like that one. John, I don't know if you're in range. How's that sound on your HT? Yeah, John, you're not holding it open. But that's a lot better in my opinion. November 8th, X-ray Zulu. This is KE8LAX.
KE8LAX, thank you very kindly. November 8th, X-ray Zulu.